The following audio is via a Skype call.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. Are you ready to shift your reality now and move into the abundance of your spirit? Call 1-800-930-2819 as Cornelia takes callers and guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation, releasing everything not in harmony with their divine truth. The Cornelia Stephanie Show, your catalyst for empowerment in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the millionaire imprint for women. And I am with my co-host, Samantha Brown. Welcome to the show, Samantha.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited about today's show because we are creating a ripple effect and changing the world with changing our financial stories for all of us, right? Ooh. This show today is about increasing your worth, increasing your value, and getting tools and techniques and whatever it is that you need to shift your financial reality now, because it's time. It's really, really time for people to be excited about changing the reality that they're experiencing if they're not experiencing financial abundance. And that's what it's about. But I also want you to say yes to, if you're experiencing some challenges right now, where I remember a time when I couldn't pay my bills. I remember a time when I didn't know how to get my next meal on the table. And I remember a time when I wanted to move ahead with my mission, with my business as an entrepreneur, and didn't know how I was going to take care of this next piece. And I needed the money to be able to do that. How about you, Samantha?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so passionate and excited about this topic because I see money as dream fuel. Mm-hmm. And so many of us have these really not healthy concepts around money, and it holds all of us back. It really holds so many people back. And even the people that might be listening that are like, well, I don't have an issue with money. But really, when you look in and tune in, like, maybe there's some feelings around it that don't feel awesome. And it's the micro feelings that we're really looking at.
Yeah. And that's the reason why I called it the millionaire imprint, millionaire me too, hashtag millionaire me too, so that you can really see, like, what does that bring up for you when you say millionaire me too? Because really, truly, all of us, we want to live in financial abundance. We want to live in freedom. We want to be financially free to live how we want to live and create a world that represents our true integrity. And since we're talking about energy, and since money is energy, this is also part of claiming that story, because the consciousness of what we've lived in the past has been scarcity, lack consciousness, poverty, and that's what we're letting go of. So I wanted to invite you to say yes right now. Say yes, say yes, say yes, I'm in. Say millionaire me too, radiating wealth. I'm ready to change my financial story. And I promise you that if you join our vortex, and if you follow this movement and move into this movement with all of us, I have Samantha here and Susan Glavin's going to come on next. And then after that, Momo's going to come on. And we're all sharing our tools and our gifts of where we've been and where we're going. And we're taking you with us. Woo-hoo. And so I'm so, so excited, Samantha, because I'm still in Arizona. I was traveling this week and I came to an event called Dream Big. So it was just so perfect for my level of expansion right now with what I'm creating with the millionaire imprint, the millionaire movement, right? And so here I am in Arizona at this event, and there's 200 entrepreneurs in the room, and they're all changing the world. They're all making the world a better place. They all have visions, dreams, and ideas that need to be funded, that need to be said yes to, and that they need money for. So one of the things that we're going to talk about is really being able to, first of all, ask for the money that you need in order to be able to do what it is that you need to do, that you're going to be 100% committed to your dream and your vision. That was a lot of the inspiration that that I heard from so many people. But I want you to also tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow Samantha is going to interview me and I'm going to share some of the money secrets that I learned on this trip. And there's a lot. There's so much to share.
So
but
great.
Oh my God, I have so many stories. And tomorrow at the Millionaire Imprint on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, go to my Facebook page because I'll be promoting it there. And it's from 1 to 2. Be sure to tune in. And if you haven't seen the past shows, go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. All the past shows for the Millionaire Imprint. You have to watch them because there's so many free tools and so many activations that are taking place with all of us sharing our wisdom, sharing our gifts, and sharing our knowledge, that you're going to get so much out of it. And we're also offering so many free tools, so much content. So, and I want to invite everybody right now, the people that are here that are listening to this, just say, yes, I'm ready for it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm ready to shift that financial story right now. I want to talk about this, there were so many people that inspired me. I want to tell you about this one woman, a young woman, 11 years old. She was 11 years old. She's on the stage. She's a philanthropist, and she started a nonprofit organization at the age of 8. And here she had a lemonade stand. She had a lemonade stand, and she made $30 at her lemonade stand. And so after she got the money, she went and she talked to her dad, and she said, I want to donate this money, right? And so then her and dad, they got online and they started looking for organizations that would resonate with her, that she resonated with. And she found that she resonated with making clean drinking water, clean drinking water for the people in Africa. And part of the reason why she was so passionate about that is because as a young girl, she knows, tapping into her heart, she knows what it would be like to not be able to even have clean drinking water to drink from. And as an 11-year-old girl, these kids, they would actually have to go and they would have to go get water in the morning. And the water that they would get isn't even clean. And it's full of toxins and it actually kills people. So she wanted to donate her money for that purpose, is for people to have clean drinking water. But as a philanthropist and as an entrepreneur that she is, she said, I don't want to just donate the money. I want to build a well.
Ah, amazing.
I want to build a well. And she goes, well, I wonder how much money is it going to cost to build a well? So her dad started researching this. And how much money was it going to cost to build a well? And it was going to cost $10,000. So she set out to raise $10,000 to not only teach people how to get clean water, but to continuously have that clean water every single day. And I don't know how many wells she's built already at she's 11. She was here. She raised $20,000. Two wells at this event, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that she was here. So she's going to build two wells. So I don't know how many wells she has, but I'm posting her Josie's well.
You guys still there?
I'm here now.
Okay. Oh, it looks like Cornelia's transmission kind of got interrupted. So what we'll do, we'll take a quick little break, and we'll be right back with more.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women, hashtag Millionaire Me Too, and saying it, owning it, and saying yes to that. I wonder what it's going to feel like for me when I make my first million and all the wells that I'm going to be able to purchase and all the good things that I'm going to be able to support others with, because before we went to break, we were talking about Josie's well. You can go to my Facebook at CorneliaStephanie.com. I posted her picture there with her stepmom. And Josie is changing the game at 11 years old because she doesn't see the limitation. She doesn't have to undo any of the old programs that we're undoing as far as owning our worth, owning our value, sharing what it is that we have in radical generosity to make the world a better place. And thankfully, she has a father that he also didn't have the limitations and the programs. So it was a very inspiring story. And now, you know, of course, I'm going to be with them, supporting them in any which way that I can. She raised $20,000 in the last couple days, which is going to make two more wells. And she's 11 years old. So having that kind of freedom and that kind of inspiration, this is how we're changing the world together. And that's what this movement is about. So we're here to support you and help you change your financial story so that you too can do follow your dream and live your life the way that you want to live. I want to, before I bring Samantha on to share her piece about what we're doing today, I want to tell you there's still open enrollments for my Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. So if you go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com and look at the box that says Wealthy Roots, go there and sign up for that, because I too am going to be changing the price. I'm going to be raising the price. I left it low for the Millionaire Imprint for initially for people to come in and join and say yes to it. It's a one-year program, and it's literally going to change your life. So grow with us, move into the vortex of changing your financial story and saying yes to living in financial freedom so that you can live the way that you want to live. And the one tool that I want to offer right now for you, that if you're finding yourself where you're not able to pay your bills, or you want to say yes to something that you don't know how you're going to pay for it, is speak the mantra out loud. I'm ready to change my financial story. I am ready to claim my abundance, and I'm ready to claim my wealth. That's one action step that you can take right now, even though you don't know how it's all going to happen. But for in this moment, you're going to change it because you said so. Because you said so. And I believe in you, and I trust in you, and I'm holding the space for you to change that, and until you believe in yourself. So we've all been there. We all know what it's like. And that's one action step that you can take right now, is just by saying that, by being absolutely 100% committed to you changing the game for yourself. Because nobody's going to come in and do it for you. You have to own it. You have to say it. You have to claim it. So how about you, Samantha? What do you say about that?
Yes, absolutely. I love that so much, because it really is about commitment and consistency. So when you have a consistent new thought, it doesn't happen right away, but by day 30, you're going to be feeling different, you know? So that's a beautiful affirmation. I definitely have used affirmations like that in my lifetime and just seen immediate results. And I know that the more you practice, the more committed you are to not just the words, but the thoughts, the feelings, the vibration, because everything is energy. So where are you putting your energy? Energy flows where your attention goes. And sometimes a lot of us are focused on debt or focused on what's not working. And our brain is actually developed in that way to keep us protected from danger. So it'll highlight the negative things. So we have to recondition ourselves and say, okay, thank you, brain. Thank you for that message. Let me put that thought aside, and I'm going to focus on this instead. I also love what you said about Josie. That's amazing. And I feel like the new kids coming in, a lot of them have this divine operating system where they just innately know. There's so many kids that come in vegan, you know? And I think a lot of the people in corporate, or at least a lot of my clients, they're feeling the shift. They're feeling the global shift. They're saying to me, I can't go to work anymore. It makes me sick. Like, you know, they're like, they can't be trapped in this 9-to-5 job where they don't feel like they're living their soul purpose anymore. And then there's other people where it's like the money that used to come in isn't coming in anymore because it's not in alignment for them. And they're starting to see, like, I got to do something different. And if you're one of those people out there hearing that call, hearing that awakening, then good for you. You know, it's like, yes, yes, maybe it's going to feel uncomfortable at first as we're all shifting our operating systems. But the moment you decide, this is what I'm passionate about, this is what I'm excited about, this is the good that I want to do for people, for animals, for the planet, for the spirit, whatever that is, that soul calling, which I know every single one of us has. And if you feel like you don't, it's just, you may be numb over time, and that's okay. There's lots of powerful techniques right now that can peel away the things that don't work for you, the old stories, other people's agendas. And when that's cleared out of your system and your chakras really aligned, your energy field's really vibrant and open, your spirit's connected to your physical body, I would know for sure your soul purpose comes through when that happens.
Yes, that's very well said. That's very well said. And how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel, right?
Right, absolutely. And so today I wanted to share like the abundance accelerator.
Do it, Samantha. Yay.
Which really has to do with finding something to do that lights you up and brings so much joy in your system. Don't even focus about money in that moment. Just focus on how amazing you feel and how vibrant you feel. And maybe in the beginning you can set an intention of, okay, I want to do this practice and I would like to bring in whatever, $1,000 for today, you know? And you can hold the space of like dance, freedom, joy, and just like bring that energy so high that like a lot of my clients will say, oh my gosh, I did that. And I got three clients that text me or emailed me like right as I'm doing that. Because when your energy field is when your frequency is so big, it's like you're sending a signal to the universe of, I have available energy. I'm abundant. I have more than enough. Come share this energy with me. You know, so when we're in that seeking, grabbing, grasping mode, it's a lot harder to get clients to want to come to us because it's like you're sending the signal of, I don't have enough. and the universe is kind of, and the people around you are kind of, they're so intuitive. They may not be aware of it, but everyone's very intuitive. And they might feel like, she doesn't even have, or she or he doesn't even have enough available energy. I'm not really sure I want to work with them. Right. And so it's really important to, you know, maybe like the first thing you do in the morning is just like you shake it out and you like expand, you know, and some of us know who Brendon Burchard is. He is a high performance coach, or, you know, he's super big out there. He's like the next Tony Robbins.
He was on Oprah.
Yeah,
he worked with Oprah.
Yes, he's worked with Oprah before.
Yeah.
And this is something I've taught in all of my Kundalini yoga classes, and it's just tapping. You're tapping on every part of your body. You're tapping on your arms. You're tapping on your chest. You're tapping on your lower back. And it was so great to see him teach 1,500 people how to do this. And all this does is it opens up all of your meridians. Mm. And when your meridians are open, you operate in a different way. You think about things in a different way. And so it's, and he does this about every 50 minutes. He'll do it for three minutes.
Nice.
Throughout the day. So it's about us recharging our battery all throughout the day.
So I love this segment, Samantha. And then tomorrow you're going to be interviewing me on the radio, right? We're going to be doing a segment tomorrow between 1 and 2. And what I want you to do tomorrow is I want you to take me through a process because I just took a huge leap for something.
Nice.
I'm going to have you do this with us tomorrow. So everybody that wants to take a huge leap, I want you all to come in tomorrow and bring your huge leap of what you're going to do. And we're going to do a group. We're going to do a group thing. So
awesome.
It doesn't matter. Just bring the intent of what you're leaping for. And Samantha is going to take us through this process tomorrow and we're going to go big and we're going to do it.
Woohoo! I love that. Yes, absolutely. When one shifts, we all shift, you know,
absolutely.
And it, especially if you're observing it, whatever resonates with you will definitely shift in your own system as well. And so I had one more exercise. And again, this is about commitment. So it's not easy. It's not like you can just change your thoughts overnight. It doesn't happen that quickly. So I want you to have a special journal. And in that journal, I want you to write out every negative thought that you have around money throughout the day. And as you write each thought, after you write the thought, transmute the thought into the positive. I'll give you an example. I don't deserve to make this much money. So let's say you created a new offer and it's more expensive than you're used to, or you know, you're up-leveling in your prices and you're like, you're asking for a new amount. And the little voice inside is like, I don't deserve that, right? So then we need to go through and dissect that one belief. Like, is that really true? And really start to like prove to yourself, like, actually, I spent $100,000 learning this stuff, like, you know, or whatever it is, you know, of course I deserve to make this amount. Or, you know, you just keep proving that idea throughout and notice like, oh, well, my client didn't have to go through $10,000 worth of therapy because they saw me for 3 sessions or whatever. You know, it's like you get to kind of prove to yourself through your past experiences of why you're super valuable. And
and
when you start to see why you're super valuable and you start to use that as your new mantra, it's like you're creating this new energy pattern, this new wave pattern in your brain. I'm like, I see Susan's coming on.
Yay.
So take this journal, 30 days, start to weed out the negative thoughts, transmute every thought, disprove the old thought, bring in a new thought, and just see what unfolds. Am I still on here?
Yeah, I still got you.
Oh, great.
Stephanie
awesome.
Again too. I think we did. We just seem to be running out close to these breaks. So what we're going to do is we'll take another quick break here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back with more.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Stop thinking and start acting. And I'll tell you what repeated thinking does. It doesn't help you in creating your dream life. It actually creates a lot of unconscious stress. So remember how it feels when you think of something, but you don't do it. I want to call the doctor, I don't. I want to read a book, I don't. I want to go see a friend, I don't. I want to go on a diet, I don't. So there's many things where you think of something and you don't do it. And what happens is that when you don't do it, it creates the stress. Also undermines your own strength and confidence in yourself. So it's really important to get going. You have a thought, act it out, and you're done.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or now getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky full of stars.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we are launching again the Millionaire Imprint Movement with you in this vortex with us. We were just talking with Samantha Blossom, and you can check out Samantha at SamanthaBlossom.com. And I'm with my other co-host, Susan Glavin. And so welcome to the show, Susan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this new paradigm that we are totally encapsulated in, which I totally love. And I'm so inspired. And so here's what was coming to me. I mean, there's so many shifts, so many changes happening on the planet. I'm going to slow down a little bit because I get a little excited. I'm just going to relax here for a minute, if you don't mind. Is that we really need to be considerate of ourselves and very kind and gentle with ourselves as we take this on. I mean, this is what I'm noticing for myself personally. It's, you know, when you dream big and when you have a big intent and you want to see you know, the suffering transcendent on the planet. You want to see people to be totally in their mastery. There are things that will come up for us to review, acknowledge, and appreciate and thank. And I think that's really important for us not to, if we don't do something or something doesn't happen that we had a big intent for, or it doesn't occur exactly the way we wanted it, that we go back inside again and say, gosh, see, this really doesn't work. This isn't working for me. So I just want you to know it does work. And sometimes you just have to take a little pause. You have to just take a little self-care time and still keep that commitment, still keep that conviction that you have inside of you, because it is there for a reason. And it's okay to have the other come in, give yourself a little time out, a little love. I mean, that's what I've been experiencing myself in my personal life. So I just really wanted to share that with all of you, to be kind and gentle with yourself as we take this journey together.
That's such a beautiful piece, because that's also that radical act of self-love. Yes. Is having that kindness and that compassion towards yourself, because we're talking about energy, and wherever you are is it may be painful. And then what helps that pain is your compassion and your kindness, is offering that first to yourself. And of course, you know, being surrounded by people that offer that to you. And we certainly will offer that to you as well, because we know we've been there. And it's a tough one.
You know, and I love this platform. And I say, any place, anywhere where you can gather with people that are really committed to shifting their lives and making an impact in the world, anywhere in your community that you can find that, I highly recommend, especially during these times, because they're really high energy and they're so potent and they're magical and magnificent. And we need the support of one another to, you know, to navigate through this. And if we can gather, you know, like with this experience, you know, come on, gather with us, let us support you. Because believe me, we don't got this all figured out. I just want you to know, I know I don't. Okay, I'm just going to speak for myself. I know I don't. And I do know that every day as I step into my commitment, my conviction that there be wealth on this planet, that, you know, that we bring that abundant wealth to the planet so that we can experience beauty and harmony and great abundance for all people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's the women right now that are embodying that energy, that are going to claim it, that are going to distribute it. We're going to be, and not just the women, but, you know, I created the Millionaire Imprint for women mainly because women haven't owned their value. They haven't been paid what it is that they're worth. And so I wanted to be able to empower and balance the scales, right? To inspire creatively wild women to rise rooted in their spiritual and material abundance, because really that's what it's all for. It's to really ground that in. And Susan, I love what you said about really stepping up into our mastery, because, you know, it's like we all are tested, tested is probably not a good word, but we're all challenged. Yes. In the moment. And that was one of the questions that I actually had today, is like, what is it that you do when you're challenged financially today? Because, you know, you've got your backstory and you know you have some of the tools and you have tools, amazing things. But yeah. When you're challenged financially today, what is it that you do? What is your tool?
My tool is trust. I'm telling you, only because I have had to use that tool so many times. Okay, that is a tool that I just look right in the moment. Where am I? How am I? Do I have the air that I need to breathe? Do I have the clothes? Do I have shelter? Do I have food? Do I have a car to move me around? Do I have all the things? I just take a moment and go, where am I right now in this moment? Am I okay? Am I okay? And it's always like, yeah, you're good. You got everything you need right here. And just to really trust. And like, I have a very committed daily practice. And I would say that for anyone, it is so important. And to really, you know, part of what we do in the Modern Day Mastery course is you actually create your daily practice. And we give you several things to do, but it's about what makes you feel good. what could you commit a half an hour a day to start your day? And I'm telling you, I would say this is probably one of the most important things we need to do on a daily basis, is to really intend our day, get our power, start looking what's before us, and how do we want to feel? How do we want to move? What do we want to create in this day? That is probably, like I said, it's number one for me. It's the number one thing for me, is how do I begin my day? How do I create and generate the energy before me to move forward and bring to me all the things that I choose to experience?
Yeah, I love that. That daily practice is so important. So Susan, you have an upcoming mastery course that's coming up in November. When is it? How do people sign up? How do people get empowered and move into their mastery?
And I just want to say about this, this is not a course about getting a new set of beliefs. This is not. This is very experiential. You will experience your power, your energy field, and how you are using it in your life now, and why you may not be receiving and experiencing the things that you desire. And you can actually, you know, go to SusanGlavin.com. The dates are November 2nd and 3rd. It's in a beautiful, beautiful environment where you are really nurtured and loved. And it is one powerful course.
Yeah, everybody absolutely sign up, because I tell you what, when you're with Susan's energy and you're in her amazing team, with her amazing team, I've been a beneficiary of being in her energy and her environment many times. And I tell you what, it's life changing. It's transforming. So that's part of the reason why you would definitely want to sign up, because it's going to change your life. And that's really, really powerful. I'm so glad that you're part of our co-creation together of creating financial wealth and financial abundance. And thank you, Susan, for, you know, showing up so big the way that you do. And like I said to you before, you're one of the most generous people that I know, generous with your love, generous with your energy, generous with your abundance and your beauty. And I'm just so glad that you're here on the planet, because, you know, it's like, you know, like I told you, tomorrow I'm going to talk about, I was really stretched this weekend here. I'm at this Dream Big event. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, honey. Yeah.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you, sweetie. Yeah. Froze up a minute.
Okay. So I'm one of those kind of people that wants to go put on events instead of attending ones. But something really called me here. Something called me here. And there were so many things that took place here at this event that I'm just so glad that I came, because I got a chance to be inspired by so many people that are here that are changing the world in such a huge way. And it's so powerful when you're with people that are game changers on the planet, and that are doing big things and that are saying yes to big things. And then I was literally stretched outside of my comfort zone. And I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly what I needed, you know? And then, so I'm going to share that part tomorrow on the Millionaire Imprint show, when Samantha Brown is going to interview me between 1 and 2. So be sure to tune in. And I'm also going to share some of the new money techniques that I've learned here at this event, which it's always fun to see where you're at and see what you haven't heard before, right? So, like I said, it has just been an incredible time of expansion. And that's really what we're here to do with this movement, is expanding into our financial freedom for all, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I would just give everyone listening today something to contemplate and to be with, is like, where are you investing your money? What areas of your life are you giving that beautiful energy to? I think this is going to be really important for you receiving the abundance that you really want. You know, are you investing it in things that will fill that little hole for a minute? That next week you go, why did I do that? Or are you investing it in you, in ways that you can expand and grow, and things that will fulfill you? So I just want you to really, every time you make a purchase, I just want you to think about, wow, is this just something that I think I need right now because I'm depressed or I'm feeling lonely or I'm feeling this way or that way? Can I just set that back down and maybe take that and invest it in maybe, you know, an art class that I've always wanted to take? Or maybe there's a course that that's about, you know, fulfillment or how to have extraordinary relationships or something that you're called to there. So really look and see, where are you investing that beautiful energy?
You know what? That's such a great point, because you know what? Here's what I see people do. They'll say, first of all, they'll say the words, "Oh, I can't afford this," but then they're going to go and they're going to spend $160 to get their eyelashes done.
Right.
But they're going to say they're going to get their nails done, or they're going to get their eyelashes done, or they're going to do those kinds of things instead of doing. For me, it's like a no-brainer. It's like personal development and personal investment to support me to shift my reality. There's nothing more important to me if I have to choose where I'm going to put my money.
I think it's important that you just be aware of it. Okay, remember, we're discovering here, and that's that gentle, that kindness, that really, you know, this is about you examining and just, you know, being the observer a little more in your life about, ooh, wow, that's interesting. It's like for me, I don't purchase any clothing unless it's a number 10, unless I absolutely love it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do that. So anything like what you were saying, Cornelia, about, you know, how we spend money on things that are just for instant gratification that don't last long, or to adorn ourselves because we don't feel good enough inside, to really start to just examine that a little bit and go, where am I investing this beautiful money? Because I'm telling you what, if you start redirecting it a little bit about your and what's going to fulfill me and what is going to add more success and more of who I am into the world and have experience more extraordinary relationships, that abundance is really going to start flowing into you because you really are investing it in you and your expansion and your expression in the world.
Everyone, you can sign up for Susan's mastery course at susanglavindap.com. Thanks so much, Susan, for your kindness and for your amazing generosity. And we will see you again on the Millionaire Imprint for Women with all your great tools. Stay tuned for Momo. She'll be right with us when we return from break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my other co-host, Momo Yasutake. Welcome to the show.
Hello, 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 hello. Thank you for having me.
Yay, Momo. I'm so glad you're here because, man, the vibe is high. The vibe is high. We're changing the financial trajectory on the planet. We're raising the roof and claiming our value, claiming our worth. And I started the show out how I was inspired by Josie Dross, and she is an 11-year-old philanthropist that just raised $20,000, and she's building wells in Africa so that people can have clean drinking water. Mm-hmm. And during the break, we were talking, and you were saying you were inspired by an 11-year-old who...
I met her in Bali. She just started her own fashion line, but basically she is an influential speaker as well. She's been traveling the world since she was like one, actually. She's been traveling her whole life. She is using the proceeds for her fashion line, which is her passion, to create schools around the world.
That's so wonderful.
It's amazing. But it was just like mind blown. And her whole thing is do what you want now. Don't think about, you know, her parents didn't ask her, what did you want to be when you grow up? They asked her, what did you want to do now? And so that's how she lives. And I'm like, that's freaking amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that what we were talking about, doing what it is that we're doing now?
Now, exactly. So it's all about, we're talking about how they, I mean, not that they have, you know, they're different, but they are different in the sense that when you're children, you don't have all the programming, you don't have all these stuff, the junk that we are surrounded with that we don't even know that we're buying into. So they don't know that they can't do it. So they do.
Yeah. And that was really the piece is that was her dad that didn't give her the same programming, because when she said, I want people to have clean drinking water in Africa, and I don't want the young girls to have to go to school without that, and I don't want them to have to go to school with having to go find water every morning, and mm-hmm. that it's contaminated. Mm-hmm. That was her dream, and so then her dad said, "Okay, yeah, let's go find your." Let's go raise the money. Let's go do it. And she's just building well after well after well. And how inspiring is that? And she didn't have to overcome the programming. And that's what we're here doing is we're helping people move beyond the programming.
Yes.
What is the one thing that you do, Momo, when you are challenged financially in the moment? Because we all are still experiencing when we're being stretched and we're saying yes to our big dreams, because you're getting ready to move to Bali. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be living in two locations, living in Bali, living in California. Mm-hmm. And so there's times when, as an entrepreneur, where, you're following your dream, living your dream. What do you do when you're stretched? What do you do?
The only thing that I do, and this can be, it's a simple thing, but it can be hard, is get myself back into alignment. That is all I do. That is literally, I feel like that is my job here on this planet, besides all the other things that I think that I need to do. Getting into alignment is my most number one priority. So what does that mean? This is Abraham Hicks. This is Law of Attraction. This is Cosmos Speak. But basically getting into alignment means you are vibrating at such a high level. You feel the abundance. You feel the bliss. You feel the happy. You feel the joy as if everything in your life is already working. So this is the thing that I talk about too, is becoming beyond your circumstances. Becoming and living and embodying beyond your circumstances, no matter what your physical reality is showing you at the moment. Because what is actually, what you're seeing physically in the moment right now is already history. It's already manifested. And therefore it is history. That's not something you can change in this moment. What you can change is the future, which is going to come up when with your alignment now is what's creating the future. So in the next second, the next millisecond, the future is going to show up, right? How that's showing up is where you are in this moment. And in this moment, if you are in alignment, if your thoughts, your thought patterns, your emotions are aligned with that high vibration, that is what's going to show up for you in the next millisecond, the next second, and quote, the future. So what you can do in this moment is to get into alignment. The hard part with that is when you're faced with, for example, you're like, you're broke, you've got like 50 bucks in your account, right? You've got a flight to get, you've got bills to pay, your bill's due tomorrow. You go, what the hell am I supposed to do? And the answer is you go into alignment. But when you hear that, you go, huh? I get into alignment. How is that going to pay my bills? How is that going to somehow magically shift my $50 account balance to, you know, whatever I need? So the how isn't our job, and that's the hardest part to wrap our head around because we are so trained with all our programming that we have to do. We need to figure out, we need to put things together. So the thing is, I'm not saying don't act. Of course act, but why not act by leveraging the forces of the cosmos behind you? So imagine taking one action. Let's say you're fumbling around, you're taking an action. You're going, okay, I need to move this money here. Or I need to click this one thing. I need to pick up this phone call. I need to make this meeting. Whatever the action it is that you feel you're feeling called to make. And this is another key thing too. Make sure you're feeling called to, and it's not coming out of an action out of fear. This is a big difference when you're inspired to take an action versus when you're doing it out of, I don't have enough. Oh my God, I need to do something. I'm scared. That's a very different action that you're taking. But imagine taking each action that is inspired with the energy and the power of the cosmos behind you. That is a whole different action.
Yeah. That's so huge. That is so huge. And a lot of times, you know, when we're challenged in the moment, when you're challenged at that time of what you're speaking about, you are not in a place because you're out, you know, at that time, you're bringing the density that has not been brought in the harmony with the alignment that you're talking about, Momo, into a vibrational alignment, right? But first you have to release the dense emotional feeling, right, of lack, I'm letting this go, or the belief that here I go again, nothing's working,
right,
kind of thing. Oh my God, I'm going to run out, that kind of thing, right?
Right. So when you're faced with that density, it's just, it's a flip of a switch almost in perspective. When you go, oh, this is an illusion. This is history. This is a result of me being out of alignment, which I was at some point, and that's okay. I was out of alignment. That's in the past. I'm clearly still out of alignment because nothing has shifted. So what do I need to do to get back into alignment? So this outside of me then now shifts.
Momo, tell people how to work with you. You you have clients that you're helping them move into alignment.
Yes.
And tell them where to find you because we're just about done.
Yeah. So you can find me at momoyasutake.com. That's my website. I'll spell it out for you. It's MOMOYASUTAKE.com. Or the fastest way to get a hold of me actually is connecting with my Instagram. It's at Momo Juliet, JULIET, MOMOJULIET with one T. That's probably the fastest way. You can just direct message me. Fastest way.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, for tuning in. Be sure to tune in tomorrow on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host. Thank you to all my lovely co-hosts. See you next time. Mwah.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Everything is Energy. Call 1-800-930-2819. Cornelia's mission is to engage others in practical ways and show how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true divine nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.